Are you insane?
They are insane!
In the hands of an adolescent.
It is a cellular peptide cake.
Inaccurate. But Matt Frosting.
It does like you.
Mr. Kim, 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 Kim.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
How you doing, Mike?
Here's Spock. Whoops!
So what you're going to hear next is a bit of an experiment that started maybe 40 years ago. I'm Mike McCaffrey. This is I Just Want to Talk About Star Trek. And a long time ago, I used to play Dungeons and Dragons, an RPG, a role-playing game. This is something that you probably all know exactly what it is now. But a long time ago, it was the domain of pure nerds. People who went to hobby shops and picked up these books and these strange-sided die. And on Friday and Saturday nights, as a block of four, Star Trek, the original series, the only series at the time, would play. You would roll those dice with your friends and pretend you were something else. A few years before video games became something that you could actually immerse yourself in, play something like Skyrim, and basically live Dungeons and Dragons. I play Skyrim on VR sometimes, and it's incredible. I shoot fire from my hands against dragons. But I haven't played it for a long time. And with millennials diving back into it, and with COVID and just life, I said, you know, I haven't played this for a while. I know Dan Harmon did it with Harmontown, that's fine. But I haven't done it just because I wanted to relax and just have some fun. And so I gathered my friends and I said, let's go play. Let's just play Dungeons and Dragons. And it was actually the doctor, Kim Miller, who suggested, well, I don't want to play Dungeons and Dragons, but maybe I'll play something like Star Trek. And it reminded me that in 1982, FASA had the Star Trek role-playing game, which I got on the same day that The Empire Strikes Back came out. And here I was, a super young kid, well, I mean, like a sixth grade or something, holding on to that boxed edition of Star Trek, the role-playing game with Kirk, Spock, and McCoy on it, going to see The Empire Strikes Back, maybe the greatest nerd moment of my life. It poured rain as I waited in line for 2 hours. My mom took the game back home. I stood in there by myself. But I had that game. And I thought, oh, well, maybe we could play this. Maybe we can come back to it. Actually, I didn't know that Paramount revoked the license for that game in 1989 as the Next Generation was becoming more popular. So this is sort of a dead game. And in fact, I was able to find the whole thing online in PDFs. And so I opened it up and I was like, wow, I can't believe I had this. And I looked into it. I could play this. I could play this with my friends. This is great. And I started to read through the rules. And I remember why I stopped playing Dungeons & Dragons and these kind of games and went to video games, because they're so complicated. Everything has a dice roll. Everything has an ability or a statistic or a number to it, which is fine, which is fun. It's fun to put numbers in boxes at times. It's fun to roll dice and see what happens, to see if you can beat the odds. But the combat system was kind of clunky back in 1982. And the character creation was okay. I mean, it was an okay game, but it was Star Trek. And it came in this box set where it had the blueprints for the Enterprise and a Klingon D7 battlecruiser. It was so cool. But here we are in 2021. And I want to play a role-playing game with my friends. And the doctor said she wanted to play Star Trek. So I'm like, I will accommodate that. That sounds fine. Yeah, maybe I could even stream it. Maybe put it on somewhere. And so I started getting into it. And so last week we started. And the doctor didn't make it. The doctor says, I don't want to play role-playing games. So somehow we got roped into playing a Star Trek game because she asked for it, but then she didn't want to do it. But instead of playing any sort of system, because I also looked at Star Trek Adventures, which is the brand new version, and I downloaded their PDF, their 33-page quick start, which is nothing of the sort. It's again, complicated, and numbers, and factions, and this and that. And I don't want to do that, man. I just want to run around and do fun things. So I created my own system. It's a simple Trek. It's a simplified Star Trek role-playing game. And I unleashed it on my friends. Now, most of these friends you know, friends of the pod. Tony Caselli, Chief Engineer Jason McCarris, Duncan Williams went with me to Riverside, Iowa in 2016. Best man at my wedding. I was the best man at his. Kit Hirasaki. I don't think Kit's ever been on the podcast, but he should. He's a good guy. And so the five of us played Star Trek, the role-playing game. I created the game. Thank you. I created the module, the adventure. Thank you. It's a short one. I mean, nothing is short in role-playing games. This takes, I think, 2 hours overall to play. And it's mostly in a shuttlecraft. But it's fine, right? It's fine. So, with that, I am releasing to you, with this preamble, a role-playing game. Basically, a role-playing game. It's a Harmontown, HarmonQuest, whatever you want to call it. Except it's my version. And it's fun, and it's funny. If you don't like this stuff, stop now. But if you want to hear some goofballs playing some RPG and rolling some digital dice, I entreat you to listen a little further. Oh, and the title's pretty good. It's based off a Shakespeare play. Let me see. Can I pull it up? It's called... Oh, I don't remember. But it's fine. Because you'll hear it. And you'll enjoy it. Welcome, gentle travelers. Those of you peering in to the 23rd or 24th century, we haven't discovered which. If you're tuning in again, this is episode 2 of Star Trek Simple Trek. I'm not gonna tease up too much, but I'm Mike McCaffrey. You know who I am. Let's go around and introduce your characters here. Names and characters names and characters. Jason.
Who are we starting with? Me?
Yeah.
I am Engineer O'Kyle Chandler, who is an expert in replicators. I've set all the menus in the replicators. I'm the Gordon Ramsay of replicators. And I'm an Andorian, and my nickname is OK. And what else do we need to learn about me?
I think that's good for right now. I forgot that I put that nickname thing down there. I think I had one extra section in the table to put down, so sure, why not? So we have Ensign OK, Duncan.
I am Kui, son of Quad. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong in Klingon. He is a Klingon ensign. He is command track. By the way, Kui, son of Quad means fist, son of face. Or no, punch, son of face. Anyway.
I am son of face. Fist son of face. Fist son, is that what it is? Fist son of face?
Punch son of face.
Punch son of
punch
face.
Son of face. Punch son of
because
face.
Because that's better.
Yeah, sure, yeah, okay.
All right.
Like your father had ideas for what he wanted you to do.
I know.
I've been all about my face. My son should be all
about it. Tony.
I am Ensign Filk. I'm a security guy. And I'm a Lurian.
And a Lurian is?
The same species as Morn from DS9.
It's Morn, yeah. Morn. But also seen in Discovery with those weird, like fist guns.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes. All right. And then Kit.
Yes, I'm Doc Molotov. I'm a human science officer. A mediocre at my job, but very lucky.
Look at this. He's already in character. You got to step up. Kit's on. And has his name right there, Doc Molotov. I have it right there, so I know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little thing there, so I won't intrigue.
Click on the three dots on your little thing and do rename, and you can change your name.
All right, let us dig into this adventure. This is a mini adventure. This is a small adventure just to kind of whet our appetite. Wet it, and to get in and out of this here. So let us start with the episode entitled To Know Not What We May Be. written by Mike McCafferty, directed by Mike McCafferty. It is the 23rd, possibly 24th century. Mankind has reached for the stars and found them. He has bonded with other races and created a federation, if you will, for which he may explore further outward. In facilitating this, he's also created an academy. And from this academy, we have four intrepid young ensigns having recently graduated. But their time there was not well spent, and each of them finds themselves in the precarious position of being assigned to Space Station K7, one of the worst space stations in the entire quadrant. They each know what they did, and yet they find themselves. Hold on. In change.
Oh.
In the office of the station commander.
We're going to get chewed out, aren't we?
Yes, you are, Ensign. And interrupting me is one of the reasons why you found yourself at the bottom of the Starfleet roster. I look at the four of you. What do I see? Potential wasted. At ease, Lieutenant. See him back there? That's what you should ascribe to be. Perfectly still, perfectly at attention. Gentlemen, am I going to have problems from any of you?
No, sir.
Sir, no, sir.
No, of course not.
Even with that, it's hard to find any sort of protocol from the four of you. Very well. You've all been assigned here to K7, but I can't find anything to assign you of that I find useful, except for, let's see, which one of you guys has got the super trekking points?
That's me, I think.
Except for you, Klingon. See the day when a Klingon would be so highly ranked.
He's an ensign, sir.
What did I call him?
No, you said he was highly ranked, but he's ensign.
I meant in the academy ranking system.
I believe he had 1.9 GPA, sir.
You've been looking at my file, buddy?
File.
Yet here we are. Very well. And yet I have an assignment for you, for all of you. I'm detaching you aboard the USS Wave Rider to rendezvous with your new spaceship. You'll be accompanying Ambassador General... What's her name? Hold on.
Her?
Ensign, do you know? Lieutenant?
Damn it.
Indus. Ambassador General Indus. She's not to be of any concern of you. My lieutenant, Lieutenant Scarter, will be piloting the ship. Your job is to stay on board that shuttle and do nothing. Not engage with the ambassador. You are cargo as far as I'm concerned. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very well. Dismissed. The four of you find yourselves for a short moment getting to know each other for the very first time at the bar in K7. The four of you look each over in silence, each a horrible backstory. No one speaks until someone speaks.
First round's on the Klingon.
Oh,
cheers.
Perfect.
Cheers. They have surprisingly terrible vodka on this station, but I can get some better ones. I have some connections inside the sort of station black market.
Oh, we'll have four KPAs, Klingon Pale Ales.
The waitress walks Tranya, over.
But hey, I'm sorry, what did if you it's say? Free,
Klingon Pale Ale.
He ordered Klingon Pale Ales for us.
Four pale ales. All right, I'll be right back.
Klingon pale ales.
I got it. Klingon pale ales. That's all we carry, sir. Oh, Federation.
She's just going to spit in our drinks. Thanks a lot.
Let me see if she does. Hold on.
It's better that way.
Roll to spit.
Roll to spit.
The drinks come back. Actually, someone roll a noticing to see if there's spit in there. Who would like to notice?
So you roll a percentage and you want to get your number below her, yes?
Number higher.
Or number higher.
Oh, no, it should be lower. It should be lower, right?
Yeah, because, yeah. Who has the best noticing?
I have 77 noticing.
All right.
Jason. That's you, Jay.
You want me to roll? What am I rolling?
You roll 77 or lower?
Two tens I'm rolling?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The number is 210. A 2 and 20. A 10. 20.
You notice a strange film. The suds.
Send them back.
Looking back towards the waitress, you see a glint in her eye and a slight smile as she waits for you to drink.
Wait a minute. But if my noticing is 77 and it's below my noticing, do I notice that?
Yes, you do. You noticed it. So if you get a 20, you're within the range of noticing. So you've noticed
It's the way that works. It's 20 because the total is 12. But if it's a 2, or do you multiply it?
Tens place. Second number is ones place.
Ah, okay.
Hey, can I use my intimidation skill on her?
Sure. Go ahead and give it a roll. Let's see. This episode's going to be about stirring drinks that don't have spit in them.
So intimidation. I don't have a number next to it. What do I roll then?
Well, I think you'd probably use loving, and I'll give you 10% bonus on intimidation.
Okay, so I have a 73, so I need a 83 or less to make it work, correct?
Yes.
41, so yeah.
So what do you say to her? Like, let me hear it.
I grab her by the scuff of the neck. I pull her to me. I said, "Ring for Klingon pale ales without spitting them."
The waitress sees that you mean business. She pulls out some Romulan ale, of all things.
Oh.
On the house, guys. And then she gives you a look and a wink and says, "Call me later if you want." Wait, Doug, where'd you go?
He thought that was great.
you've got good loving. I mean, she's, you know.
That's a good point.
A girl. Meet me after your shift, honey.
Was this waitress, was she human?
No.
I don't see race, so it doesn't matter.
So Q, I do not.
His noticing is so low that he couldn't notice.
So you grabbed woman by neck, make demands of her. She'll give you better alcohol and then want to make love to you.
What can I say, buddy?
This is
women are a mystery.
My lucking's only 47.
Perfect. Who needs lucking when you have loving?
Elk finishes his beer and looks for another one. I'm done with that.
Who looked for his beer? You looked for a beer, Tony?
I drank mine, finished it. Now I want another one.
Well, we had the Romulan ales in the house. So she took the beers back.
Them,
but if he wanted to drink, he can drink the beer with the spit in it.
Everyone, who's drinking the Romulan ale? Who's going to drink
it? I'm drinking the Romulan ale. I'm not drinking the beer.
I'm going to wait and see what happens when they drink the Romulan ale.
Yeah. Okay. Right. No guts, no glory.
Each one of you must make a healthing points roll to see if you actually stay awake. Romulan ale is rough stuff, especially for ensigns.
Okay.
What dice is this?
Two tens. So two die tens. The first
I rolled
one
a 10 and a 5.
I wrote an 88. I have a 37, so I failed my roll.
So you collapse. You fall headfirst straight down the table. You threatened the waitress for better alcohol, and then as soon as you drink it, you're such a lightweight, you pass out.
I don't think she'll be hearing from me tonight.
All right, rolled a 72.
Okay,
what's your helping?
My health thing is 77.
Oh, so you're okay.
We got it.
So
you you're good. You're good.
Yeah, you are three sheets to the wind. So
perfect.
And Jason.
So I rolled a 10 and a 5.
It's 15.
Right. Oh, so I boosted my health. I boosted.
You rolled
boosted
a 10.
Wait.
Sorry.
If you rolled the first number is 10.
Oh, 0.5. Yeah, you're right. 0.5.
So you're good. You're good now.
You're good. Okay. So you okay. Held your liquor.
Oh, my really healthing was 18 at first, so it might have not been good. But, you know, close call.
Glad you fixed that.
I boosted it. I boosted my health, though.
Okay.
I'm going to use my tricorder on the Romulan ale to see. to do a quality estimate.
Okay. So let's see. Does that count as health, or is that just like a separate skill here? That's my question.
That'd be Star Trekking, probably.
That's a Star Trekking skill.
All right, so, and what's your Star Trekking skill, Kit?
45.
25?
I didn't see me. I was staring at it like I don't see.
Wait, what did you get, Kit?
Oh, I haven't rolled yet. 92.
You think that it's crude oil. It reads as crude oil to you.
I sort of, I look at the others and I just wait to see what happens to them.
Here. I probably just pee myself at this point, yeah.
All right, fair enough. The next day. We weren't going to live there for a long time anyways. That was just sort of a preamble. You guys don't know each other. I was hoping for maybe some more camaraderie. Instead, it just became a drunken, aggressive situation, which completely tells me why you're all for washouts, basically.
That was just Duncan.
the rest of us had a good time while Duncan passed
that's
out.
True. Duncan's a surly Klingon.
I got a good night's sleep, so, you know.
I think the rest of us enjoyed the company of our fellow outcasts.
Yes.
While Duncan was passed out.
You guys phasered like dicks on my forehead and stuff. You know, first guy who passes out, you know, like whatever the equivalent of a Sharpie is nowadays, you know.
With the power of OK Chandler's merriment skills, the rest of you have a very good time that night while Klingon Duncan sleeps it off. The next day, you find yourselves aboard the USS Waverider. On board is Lieutenant Scarter, who is a Tellarite. You guys know what Tellarites look like? He's like those pig-looking guys.
Oh, yeah, with the pig nose.
Yeah, Lieutenant Scatter. Scarter.
Scarter.
He gives the four of you a hard look. Well, these are the four washouts that the commander told me about. I don't suppose any of you know the difference between a baffling plate and a warp coil engine. Now, of course you wouldn't. You're just going to stand there and look at me. Now, as I said before, as you heard before, you're not to engage with Ambassador General Indus. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Very clear, sir. Sure.
The four of you enter this thing right here, the shuttle. It's Scarter Drives. You walk inside and you see a beautiful looking purple woman. This is Ambassador General Indus. The ambassador turns to the four of you. She seems a little bashful, but smiles. And then turns back. You have no choice but to sit somewhere around her.
I sit across from the door so that I can see whoever might come into the shuttle.
Good.
Nice. Nice coming.
My plan.
I will sit near the ambassador.
Okay.
I'll sit on the other side of the ambassador. Not too close, though.
All right.
To give her a little distance. like Kit and I aren't like crowding her or anything. Yeah.
All right.
I'll sit on the other side of Duncan's, so not to be too close.
This is the best part about role playing. We all figure out where everyone sits. I'm glad that 40 years, I've returned to this, and I'm just as good of a DM as I remember.
Do we need a map? Do we need like a
2D map? Yeah, with like little miniatures. Yeah.
We will eventually, but for right now, this is where we're at right here. So
you're right.
All
right,
so the ship takes off. It leaves K7, and off the four of you are. The ambassador sits quietly as Lieutenant Scarter's up front. Eventually, she turns to you guys. She starts to make eye contact. Which one of you returns the eye contact?
I do.
I've been looking at her this entire time.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
It beat me to it.
Well, let's roll for noticing. Oh, actually, let's roll for luck to see who she talks to first. She's going to talk to one of you guys.
Not me.
91.
Okay.
45.
My lucky is
87.
So it seems like it's Tony, right? You got the lowest, right? What was your luck, Tony?
45.
And what is your lucking?
16.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, no.
She didn't. She looks
Tony, you can't roll a lucking roll ever again because you're not going to make it.
Jason, what did you roll?
I rolled an 8 and a 7. So 15?
87.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's 87. It's true 87. Okay.
Yeah. And Duncan, what did you roll?
My lucking is 34.
No.
So one, like she, okay. Another 2 hours go by quietly. Finally.
Mike, I turn to her and say, what color is the sunrise on your home planet?
She turns with her large anime-sized eyes says, why purple, of course, like the color of my skin. You're Klingon, aren't you?
Yes.
It's so strange to see all of you. I don't get to see many different species here, being that we're trying to enter the Federation.
You are an ambassador. You are not interacting with different species?
This is our first ambassadorial trip. We're a fledgling race, just having acquired warp technology. I'm Endurus. What are your names?
I am Kui, son of Quad.
We call him Q.
They called me Filk, but we're not supposed to talk to you. I'm sorry. I leave.
I was going to go that same route. I was going to say, my name is none of your business, lady, because we've been told not to talk to you.
Well, that's exactly why we're talking to her. So, yeah.
Well, you might be talking to her. Leave me out of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, don't be nervous. I'm a Klingon, and we're not super popular around this parts at these times, but... Hey, I'm here. So if I'm here, you should be here. So don't worry about it.
Oh, it's nice of you to say that. I feel so alone out here, being the only person. Tell me, what is your sky like, Klingon?
It's kind of brown, rust color. It doesn't get super bright on our planet. Nope.
I appreciate your conversational tone. You're intimidating and sweet at the same time.
Hey, you know, I do what I can.
She laughs. She finds you charming. The other three, she seems to be slowly moving away from. Eventually, as the other three are kind of moving away, an hour goes by and Lieutenant Scarter steps out. Hey, Klingon! What did I say? Stay away from her. Don't you know how to take orders?
Hey, can we get some veal over here? Oh, no. I'd like some pork tenderloin, please.
All right, you got to do a loving throw now, Duncan, because otherwise he's gonna get really pissed at you.
Okay. 87. I fail.
That's it. Ensign, go to the back aft quarters. You are confined to quarters.
Oh, I see. You want the Klingon to go to the back of the bus. I got it. Okay. Sure. Fine. Okay.
Oh, Well, then why don't we make it a full house? All four of you go back there. You're all confined to quarters.
Some of us minded our own business and listened to orders, and we're in the same boat.
Sorry,
Ambassador fellas. General Indus tries to protest. Please. The other three said nothing to me of any value, but the Klingon, he was being helpful. But Lieutenant Skarter won't hear anything of it. The four of you are banished to the aft section with four cots and a restroom. Act three.
The climax.
This is a five act. This is five act.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, it's Shakespearean.
Yeah.
I sit down on my cot.
I kick my cot and yell, "Come on, Klingon!"
Roll.
I go, Tony. I go use the crapper and I make a hell of a mess.
All right, the four of you eventually drift off to sleep.
Roll for damage.
yeah, Tony, you need to roll. You need to roll against your health to see if you hurt yourself kicking that cot. I'm not gonna let that go. I'm sorry. There are consequences of everything. Did you roll, Tony?
And you roll his kicking skill?
Oh, me. I thought you said Duncan had to roll. Sorry.
No.
I gotta get my roller back up.
You gotta roll against your health to see if you hurt yourself.
Oh, jeez.
I rolled a 21.
And what's your health?
77.
Okay, so you're fine.
Fine.
Light bruise. The doctor
plays. Anger overrides the pain.
Right. Your anger overrides the pain. I like that. Yet despite all that, the four of you fall asleep in your side-by-side bunk beds. You sleep quite restfully. But now someone needs to make a noticing roll.
Oh, noticing.
Make noticing. A noticing roll.
Okay. 73 out of 21.
Okay, you don't notice anything. You sleep soundly.
62 out of 46. Nope.
Jason?
Jason, we lose Jason.
1 in 7.
17. What are you noticing?
17. My noticing is 77.
You're great. You noticed. Good job.
Jason awakes to see the red alert light flashing in the room.
Shit.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
Gents, I don't know if any of you are up or can hear me, but we might have a situation here. I see a red blinking light over here that tells me we're not okay anymore.
Probably should sound a klaxon and not just have a little blinking lights, but this is no to a put in with Star Command. Oh, Starfleet.
Get my universe right. That's a different one.
All right, I spring from my bed, I draw my phaser, and I said, all right, form a wedge, I'll take the point.
I fall in behind the Klingon with my phaser drawn.
Regrettably, all your phasers are stored in the middle compartment. That's standard.
What? Do I have my bat left?
Do I secretly carry this World War II grenade with me on the ship?
You have your grenade, and I'll give you your bat left. Kit has his 3D chess set, and Tony, I don't know what you have.
My regular loadout is, the phaser and a phaser rifle.
Well, if we have communicators, Mike?
You do have communicators, yes.
All right, can I communicate to Lieutenant Skarter and see what's going on before? Because there's a doorway from where we are to the rest of the
Let's ask what's going on first.
All right, I get on my communicator and say, Lieutenant Skarter, what's going on? Everything okay?
There is no reply.
Oh, that kind of figured. All right.
I do Knight to King 7.5.
All right, let's see.
All right.
Before we just open the door, should we use our tricorder and scan and see what's on the other side?
Good idea.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, so I do that.
All right, so let's see. Tony, you are, what is your specialty?
I have...
Okay, security. So roll a star trekking on that.
I rolled a 28. My star trekking is a 60.
Okay,
there you got it.
You detect two life signs on the other side of the door, but nothing more.
Okay. That's what should be there, right? We had Indus and Skarter.
Yeah, those are the only two. Those are the only other two on the, when we before we went to bed. So,
do I detect atmosphere? And
yes, you do detect an atmosphere.
All right, then I think I walk through the door to see what's happening. If we can't get in
touch. Actually, yeah, no. Well, I'd say we try to go for the element surprise, and well, it's a sliding door. We can't kick it in, obviously. Right.
Correct.
All right, wait, so Mike, can we get the locations of these people on the other door? We just know there's two people on the other side of the store.
Nope. All right. You just have, yeah.
All right. So Tony, you and I will take the right. Kit, you and Jason will take the left, and we'll just open this door and rush on in. And if we see an enemy, if it's not Skarter or the ambassador, we'll attack them. Got it?
Sounds good.
Got it. Go. Open that door.
The doors don't open.
Fuck.
But really definitive, Duncan. I mean, you're really coming in. I mean,
the buildup was great.
Right? Is there a manual release for the door?
Why don't you roll a noticing skill? You've never been on this ship before.
All right, noticing.
I'll do it since you've never been on the ship before. It's -20 for each of you.
You know, +20.
Oh, I got
or +20.
So you'll take 20. You'll add 20 to your roll, or your -20 to your score.
Yep.
I got 11 out of 46, so I noticed something.
Okay.
And what did I notice?
The manual release.
Oh, okay, cool.
You pull it, and the door only opens slightly.
Like enough for one person to get through.
Enough for no one to get through. It's maybe an inch.
Oh. All right, hold on.
The other side, it's pitch black.
Shit.
There is smoke and sparks coming from various consoles you can barely see, but that's it. Red flashing lights of the klaxons are barely illuminating anything. You still
can we
find a way to open this door.
Can we pry the door open, if all four of us, like two guys on either side, and try to pull?
If all four of you make your health rolls, I will allow that, yes.
All right. Sorry, fellas.
We 7 out of 54.
Did anyone else make it or no?
Can I give him a pep talk?
Yeah.
Perhaps if we use your weapon as a lever.
One of my special skills is that.
Yeah.
Does that count?
All right. So using the bat lift as a fulcrum. Good job, Dr. Molotov. All right, but I will allow that for 2 out of the 4 to make your health rolls. How about that?
Okay, come on.
I made my health roll. You said it's, so I got a 12 and my health is 77.
Should we roll again?
You can roll again, yes.
Okay. Just missed. 56 out of 54.
Okay, come on, Jay. It's up to you, bud.
Come on, Jason.
I rolled a 9 and a 4. 94?
Oh, what's your
well, guys,
even with the boost, it's 48.
Okay.
It seems like brute force is not the solution.
Oof.
Is the computer online? Can we talk to the computer?
The computer panels are flashing intermittently, and pressing the buttons does not seem to yield anything that you're pressing the buttons does not seem to yield anything fruitful.
Is there a replicator in the room with us?
It is on the other side of those doors, Jason. I'm sorry to say.
Delicious mini cheese.
But I wonder if
not only would I be able to hack it, I could come up with some, you know, biscuits for us.
Biscuits.
What
can you explain to me how the biscuits will work?
Well, I mean, just for us to enjoy and eat while we're trying to open the door.
Well, so none of us picked like computer hacking skills or something like that.
No, you know, Tony does have lock picking. Maybe we could.
Oh, Jesus, Tony.
Tony! I said I have lock picking.
Well, come on, go for it, dude.
Yeah, I said I asked, can I use that?
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I think we were talking about the Batleth.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the bat lift trumps like anything that like is useful.
I forget everything I'm told after I hear about a bat lift.
All right, so Tony, I'll let you apply lockpicking to your tracking score. I'll give you like a plus or minus 30 on it, I guess. So like you have like 30% more possibility of doing it. What's your star tracking score?
60.
So like, so basically if you can roll a 90 or less, you will unlock that door with your lockpick.
I rolled 11.
You did it.
Perfect.
The door slowly yields.
Mm.
There is smoke and sparks and pitch black.
Do I have a flashlight? Tricorder
on a flashlight?
Is it on your loadout?
I turn on my flashlight and I go back in my bunk.
Nobody brought a flashlight.
You know, phasers make light. You know, you could just start shooting your phasers.
Well, sure, but they're back here in storage right there. Right, yeah, you guys are right here. And it's black.
I think we begin slowly making our way toward the front of the ship.
Who goes first?
Who's going first? Yeah, exactly.
I'll go first. We're gonna go two abreast. So it's myself in front, Tony, and then Kit and Jason are behind us.
Kit had a flashlight. He had his phone light on there.
Oh, he does.
I'll activate my tricorder's light on the back.
Oh, okay.
You know, weirdly enough, tricorders in the 23rd and 24th century don't have lights.
No lights.
In the 24th century, they have those weird little things that go on your arms. Like,
yeah.
Just the barest of lights.
But none of us have those.
All right, so who's going first?
All right. I'll go first.
Okay.
Sure. I have my bat.
I think we're all comfortable with that. Let the Klingon go first.
Yeah. Okay, you walk out. Within two steps, there's a body right in front of you.
Ooh.
All right. I kneel down and kind of feel out what
feel
it
the
is.
Corpse.
Determine who it is.
Yeah, yeah. We'll try
dicey
it.
Dicey territory, 2021. It's
using the tricorder, we can tell whether it's Tellarite or the other one.
Using the tricorder, you're able to flip the body over. And using its bare light there, you're able to see it's the dead, ripped up, mangled body of Lieutenant Scarter.
He was a dick anyway.
Well, Jesus. I mean, come on. I mean, he's a human. Well, he's not a human being, actually. He's a pig, so.
All right.
Tricorder to scan the area that we had originally discovered two life.
Right, yeah. I'm trying to find out where the other body is.
All right, well, make a star tracking throw on that. So you're doing a medical tricorder scan?
Yes, do not succeed.
Okay. Your scan is inconclusive.
Okay, that's
a great tricorder.
What's Duncan?
Wait. Does Scarter have a phaser on him?
He does not.
Damn.
It's a shuttlecraft.
I get him, we give him a punch in the face and then we move on. So,
okay. So roll your punch. I'll give you plus 30.
Oh, come on.
It's dark. What's your punch score?
Skip the punch. Skip the punch, Mike. Never mind. I think that.
What if you miss? What if you hit
the I don't want to look weak in front of my men by missing punching a corpse.
All right, fair enough.
Corpse, yeah.
Everyone enjoys a good corpse punching. Blue star.
If there were two life forms on board, there's somebody else there. Yeah.
All right, so we kind of make our way further to the front of the shuttle, just trying to make our way carefully and just being careful and looking out. I would like to make to our way to the weapons locker, which I think is towards the front, towards the right. If
right
I'm
around
not
there,
mistaken.
Okay.
That's
are
what
you
I'm
telling
kind of.
Right now?
What
are you
I'm
telling your friends this right now?
Yeah, that's like, all right, let's go forward. Let's be careful, but I'd like to get to that weapons locker and get our phasers.
I'm going to look for the. I'm going to have my tricorder and look for the ambassador.
Okay. Do you want to roll for that, or do you guys want to move? You tell me what you want to do.
Might as well have him do that first before we move. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. You can do different things, right? I mean, you can go to.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. So Molotov will stay put, and then or you can walk.
Well, let Molotov do his search, and then we'll move. If that's right. So okay. Move search, and then we'll move.
Still, I need to read the manual. 71
to 45. Now, you guys, we do have plot points here. If you guys want to,
I have to say, right, at this point, because I'm a little nervous, my first plot point, Mike, I can't make it show, is that I always have a knife hidden in my boot.
Oh, there you go.
And Mr. Thompson decides to call me in the middle of this.
If something's cutting people up, I want to have something to try and protect us until we get to the phaser.
Okay. So I'll allow you to use that for combat in this section. So,
fools, I must pause the mission for a moment. Mr. Thompson has called.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's fool. Right in the middle of it.
Jackass.
God damn.
Can you hear me?
Explain to Mr. Thompson what I'm doing, Jason.
He hung up.
Punched his
conversation.
What is that, Duncan?
Good reading.
It was the Bronx cheer.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So still detecting nothing. Thanks to the deuterium walls, Dr. Molotov can't get quite a strong reading. He still detects two life forms, but he can't lock in on Dr. Indus. Tony's.
So the Lieutenant Scarter was not a life form because he was obviously dead.
He's dead.
So there's. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Has anyone checked?
All right. Well, again, we. Oh, that's a good question, Doctor. Do you want to check to make sure Scarter's still alive, please? I didn't even think about that.
Well, he said corpse, so I thought he was dead.
Okay, well, that's fair. He's dead. That's fine. He's dead. That's fine.
I would have scanned if you had just said body.
Yeah.
All right. So.
No, he's dead. I can tell. I don't need to use this machine that will instantly tell me answer. I'll just go assume he's dead.
Mike, can you use the tricorder to see how he died?
Sure. Well, it's all like mangled, right?
If you want to scan for cause of death.
Cause of death, it would not be a bad idea.
I'm just trying to find the ambassador right now. I don't have time to just do autopsy.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's.
We might know what we're up against.
Get to the bridge.
All right. Screw it. Let's plod forward carefully to that weapons lock.
Okay. I need everyone to make a noticing roll with 30% less noticing abilities.
I do not notice anything.
Oh, geez. I have a 16% chance here.
Very smoky.
Nope.
I rolled a 36. My noticing is 63. But with the 30%, no, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, just barely. Yeah. Jason?
Yeah, Jason? I think I'm close, but no cigar. My noticing is 77, and I rolled a 49.
No, you was minus 30, Mike?
Well, plus 30, so it'd be a 79. So, yeah, so none of you noticed anything. And then from out of the shadows, something rushes up and attacks Duncan's character.
Okie dokie.
And because it's an unnoticed attack, it does to Duncan.
Oh no.
Weird fighting.
Let me see. Let me get some.
Oh, God.
20 points of damage on you, Duncan.
Perfect. What's that?
20 points of damage on you.
From my healthing points, yes?
Yes, from your healthing points.
Ooh.
20 points. All right, I'm down to 17.
Okay.
Out. What did it do to me? Did it hit me, stab me, bite me?
You fall to the ground, you fall back a little bit, and notice that there is a strange mucusy-like material all over your chest.
Ugh.
Ooh-ju.
Boy.
What's that?
It's blind.
Ooh-ju.
Ooh-ju.
Spooged.
Mike, can we see what the creature is?
It moneyed on me. Yeah.
In the flickering of the computer panels, can we see what the creature is?
Yes. Now with the light of the computer panels, you see the silhouette of Ambassador General Indus.
So since I'm right next to Duncan, then I think I try to grab her and subdue her. and to stop her from attacking anybody else. Because okay. I know it's her, I'm going to avoid trying to stab her at first.
Okay, so you want to do like a disarming kind of thing, or?
Yeah, I mean, is she armed, or?
You can't.
I was thinking yeah. more like.
I say we ice this bitch, but okay. That's my.
because we know it's the ambassador, like I was just trying to just like. What's the word I want? Stop.
Try to subdue her. You want to try to subdue her is what you want.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Well, you could also try.
Would that, would that be like blocking or something, Mike?
It could be blocking. Yeah, we could do blocking.
Yeah, my loving score is terrible. So okay. I can try a blocking roll. I have a blocking of 10.
Okay. So you can, so you're going to try and block. So Tony will try to block. Grab her.
We could all like work together instead of
call it out, Duncan.
All right, everyone, tackle her, get her. Like everyone, go for an appendage, and we'll pin her down or something.
What dice do I roll?
That didn't sound good. Sorry, I'm sorry. That didn't sound good at all.
You're getting too comfortable.
I'm going to scramble for the weapons locker instead at this point.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What dice do I roll to see if I subdue her?
And if I assist him in subduing her.
Let's do disarming. I think disarming, since you're trying to grab her arms, literally.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I have a 10 on that.
Off.
So do I have to roll?
What does he roll?
One 10-sided dice? No.
You have to roll 10 or less.
On one 10-sided dice.
On 1 to 100.
We divided 100 points amongst six different things.
So that's your percentage of to hitting. So 10%, basically. A 10% chance to hit, to disarm her. Does that make sense?
That's not good.
So I'm rolling 100-sided dice to do this.
Yeah. I'll give you plus 10 because you drew your knife. That's your plot point.
So you need to get a 20 or less there, Tony.
So I got 23.
Ooh, so close.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Wow. I'm going to punch her with my bat left.
Okay, so that's your weird fighting. What's your weird fighting?
Okay. Maybe I have punching at 25 and weird fighting at 10. I should probably just punch her.
Punch her.
All right, I'm just going to punch her.
Shit, if I'd known that, I could have just punched her.
14, and my punching is 25, so I punched her.
Okay, so you do 1 to 10 points of damage.
Die 10. All right, here we go. I do 5 damage.
Okay. All right, Jason, what are you up to?
In terms of my skill set here, fighting?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Oh, what do I want to do? Well, I wanted to see what she did after Duncan punched her, just to see what was going on here, because I'm not, we're all jumping to the conclusion that she's responsible
here. This is all happening in one round, so I don't know if you'll have time to...
Do you want to try and notice her again, Jason, or?
Nope. Well, I could jump on the train here and punch. I have a 30 punch skill.
Oh,
there, punch! Everybody's punching.
I might as well. I guess I'm gonna jump in and start punching. So I roll one.
Now here's something here. Like, so the combat system's a little wonky on my side. I'm not gonna lie to you about that. I'm not gonna lie. Now as you see, we've got the like here. Let me pull this up here. I'm gonna do this. Hey, Jeannie, I don't need you to see this shameful stuff I'm doing here. So, I mean, like this is me digging back.
I brought in Ensign Jeannie.
Yeah.
I don't need that. This is shameful.
What shameful things are you doing, Mike?
Now, look at my loving score is only 11 out of 100. Sorry.
Wow.
Yikes.
Mine's 73, by the way. And that's not bragging or anything.
Why would you say that, Duncan? Why would you?
There's nothing wrong.
Because I'm an asshole.
We established that the minute you punched the ambassador.
Ooh. That's a good point.
It's true, yeah.
Hey, after she spooged on me and did like 20 points worth of damage.
She slimed on him. She slimed him. The ambassador slimed him.
So here's what I'll say. I try to do this thing with the moving points. So like a punch is like 1 point of your moving points. Kicking's 2, weird fighting 3. So I guess technically you could punch that person like if you had 8 points 8 times.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
So if I have a 30 skill, you could punch 30 times?
No. It'll be your movement points.
Oh, movement points. Okay,
you have some number. Yeah, okay.
Gotcha. So who punched? Did Duncan punch?
Duncan punched.
So how many moving points do you have, Duncan? Duncan? You're muted. Oh, all right.
Yeah, he's disappeared.
I'm just trying to be expedient of this because I know we're pushing this. So let's. Do we remember what Duncan had? Let's see.
Well, so wait, then how many times did I get to try and disarm him?
Well, yeah, because the
there he is. Duncan, how many moving points do you have?
How many moving points do you have, Tony?
I have 9 movement points.
You can try to disarm her, I guess, 4 times.
If the person was not successful, I mean,
according to my robustly play-tested combat system.
and I roll 100 sided dice 4 times, and I need to get below 10.
Right.
Because I have 10 for
below 20. Below 20.
Roll 1 to get below 40.
You can stick your knife in her, but do no damage to her. So.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
It's a safety knife.
Okay, I'm going to keep doing that. I rolled a 20 exactly.
Okay, so you grab onto one of her arms.
I got 1. But if she sliced open Skirter, she's strong. So I got 1 arm. Yeah. Now it's somebody else's turn.
Okay.
All right. So Mike I punched, yes.
How many movement points do you have, Duncan?
I have 7.
You can punch her 6 more times if you'd like.
I would love to. All right. And so with each punch, I'm doing die 10, yes?
Yeah, does he have to re-roll each time, or should we just say that like each one connects, or like how we want to play this?
Sure. So I get to try to punch her 6 more times. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'll accept that.
I've already punched her once and done 5 damage.
Correct.
All right. So here's the next one. 05. So I hit her again.
Yep.
And I do another 1 damage. Yay.
Okay, that's 6 points.
All right. 09. And okay. I do 10 damage.
Okay, 16. Good.
Okay. 10. So I hit her again. Jesus.
26.
I do 1 damage.
27.
And
17.
81. So I missed with that one. And then I think I have 1 more. I don't know. I haven't been keeping track.
Sure.
Okay, sure. Why not? 44, my punching, I miss on that last one. So I think I did, 19 damage to her?
Yes.
I guess.
19 damage. So while Tony is holding on to one of her arms, and the Klingon, without his back.
This is not good optics. This is not good optics at all.
He's repeatedly punching her in the face. Jason, you're up.
I want to notice what's going on with her.
Okay.
Good call.
So with holding on to her, I'll give you like some extra, I'll give you like, or do you want to use one of your plot points? Maybe it's a weird time to reveal a plot.
Reveal something about myself while these guys are fighting for their lives.
What the bad
about my family?
So what's the deal with the noticing? I'm rolling.
Hey guys, one I'm adopted.
What's your noticing score?
So he's giving you a bonus.
My noticing bonus is 77.
I'll give you 10 points because Tony's holding on. So you have to roll an 87 or less.
87 or less? Well, I'm off to a good start here. Let's see, because I got a 3 and a 5. 35.
Okay. As you get a better look at her, you notice that the ambassador looks very strange. In fact, she looks as though she is almost see-through.
Oh.
As though she is composed of some sort of translucent material.
Wow.
Purplish in hue, but nonetheless.
It's more like a Ziploc bag.
With, yes. Well, I mean, yeah, yeah, she's a Ziploc bag.
A human Ziploc bag.
All right, so I'll give you a couple. I mean, I don't know. Should we have you have the whole noticing on that, or do you want to fight? Let's see what Dr. Molotov wants to do next.
Yeah,
he was going for the weapons locker.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how should so? Are you?
Well, if you can have him roll a noticing roll to get to the weapons locker, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate. So. So, Kit, go ahead and roll a noticing roll to make sure that you can pick your way past them.
Sorry, I have to reroll. 90. Yes. I do not.
Okay, so you run to the wrong panel and start furiously clawing at it, trying to find your way in. This is why you guys have all been banished to K7. You guys are all
terrible.
Holding on to the murderer, man.
All right, so Indus, or whatever it is, screeches out loud, looks at Tony, and tries to strike. Let's see. And it hits. Doing 17 points of damage to you, Tony.
Ouch.
All right, so my health thing is down to 60.
Okay.
But fortunately, you know, hand-to-hand combat is one of my special skills, if we remember.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do.
Does it punch him or does it spit at him?
It spits at him. Yeah, I'm sorry. It spits like from its like mouth, like the same goop that it did before.
Right.
Which does that incapacitate me? Crackles and hardens.
Oh.
Does that incapacitate me, or can I keep fighting?
Nope, you can keep fighting.
Okay, dude.
So then, with my hand-to-hand combat, I take the one arm I've got, and I try to flip her onto her stomach, face down on the floor, and just try to pin her.
Sounds pretty weird.
That's my, yeah.
Okay.
Very weird fighting.
So, this is flipping.
This is my weird fighting.
Weird fighting. I'll take weird fighting. All right. What's your weird fighting skill?
15.
15. All right. So, and I'll give you plus 10 because you have your knife. I promised you that. That remember when you revealed it? Everyone, you have that knife. So you have a
totally 25 makes sense.
Or less. You can flip her.
I have to roll a what?
25 or less.
Hold on. I got to go to my dice. Out of a 1 out of 100. No, I rolled a 64.
Okay. All right. So, All right.
Do that one time.
Well, I don't know. Should he have more times here? This is, I mean, we're free falling right now, you guys. We got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll give you two more tries then. Sure. Why not? Keep on trying to flip her.
Can I like assist him in the wrestling and give him a better chance at it or something?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Okay, totally. So I roll my 100-sided dice, and I get a 13.
Oh, there you go.
Outstanding. All right, so Duncan, are you assisting with this? Are you adding your...
Yeah, I'm trying to assist in pinning her to the ground, yeah.
Okay, sure. What's your weird fighting score?
Ooh, it's a 10.
All right, so go ahead and roll that. So she's going to be flipped, but let's see if you do some damage alongside.
Oh, it's a 16, but not quite there.
Okay. So, Tony, you do 3d10 of that, of damage.
So, wait, I roll 3 10-sided dice?
Yes.
3, and then add them all together, Tony.
And I got 16.
16. So that's, what, 37? All right. So, all right, Kit.
I'm going to keep attempting to find the phaser locker.
I'm going to let you pull out that phaser locker. Pull out that phaser. What is your movement points?
Five.
Five? Okay. So I'm going to say you got it, and next turn you can fire it.
Okay.
And what's your phasering skill?
70.
Okay. So next turn, you're coming in hard on that one. So.
Yes.
Hey, guys. It's 8:30, and I got to go meet with my siblings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we pause here?
I mean,
we could pause here.
I don't know how long I'm going to be. You're not talking about continuing tonight, obviously.
No.
Okay. Well, I don't want to stop you guys from going. I did take a picture of my character sheet, so I could send it to you, and you can keep going, or just take me out of the.
Did you put your thumb over the photo like you're doing right now?
Shut it.
I think we can probably just stop for now.
Let's just stop for now. I think we've had this is yeah. we're in a good spot here.
I'm dying to know what's going on.
This is sort of a cliffhanger.
Into the ambassador. Doc Molotov has a phaser. We're ready for next time.
Cool. We're about 65 to 70% away through this, maybe even 80% of the way through this adventure. This is a short adventure.
Okay. All right.
Sweet. Cool.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I just got the stuff I need to take care of my phone.
No worries. No worries.
Cool.
See you, Duncan.
All right.
Bye, Doug.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye bye.
See you later.
All right. I'm going to stop this recording. Wait, what am I just
doing? It just got good. Duncan left.
I know. I'm going to stop this recording right now. And if you're listening or watching, thank you. We need to find out what happens here. This is so exciting. This episode, what's it called?
To know not what we might be.
Oh, did you write that down, Ken?
Oh, wow.
This is Shakespeare.
So, Kit?
No, this is Kit.
I might have misread
it.
So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Tony Caselli.
I'm Jason McCarris, chief engineer.
And I'm Doc Molotov, mediocre doctor.
And we just want to play
Star Trek!
Star Trek!
Sequence completed and engaged.
Don't you understand?
When the train comes in, everybody rides.
Your daddy can put them up, can he?
I meant to say that it should be hauled away as garbage.
Now, these folks don't need us swimming in their suits.